Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, boy. I Love Movies is coming to you live on tape from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. Prior to their weekly Yuck Fest comedy Death Ray, which is a must attend for all comedy fans. Wouldn't you agree everyone's going to stay and see comedy Death Ray? Oh my God, it's always an amazing show. And now I want to say this. And the winner is Avatar. So now I need to go on record and say I was wrong. And if the 90 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press think that it's the best drama of 2009, then that it must be. I wonder how many or if any of my listeners of this podcast are members of the Academy, because I'd really like to start swaying their vote. There's 10 movies that are going to get nominated for Best Picture this year, so Avatar will definitely be in there. And so we really, something has to be done. Because it's a great achievement. Let's call it that. Let's call Avatar a great, and let's call it Avatar from now on. Avatar is a great achievement, but let's not get crazy beyond that. As drama, it's, okay. Let's get my guests out here, because they're two of my favorites. You know them as two of the stars of the Sarah Silverman program. Please welcome Steve Agee and Sarah Silverman. Yeah, can you believe it? Oh, shit. I love it when there's no leakage of who the guests are going to be.
Yeah. Everybody gets excited for one of you.
Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Sarah. No, you guys are both great and both friends of mine.
True.
So let's do this. Do either of you know or have worked with John Lithgow?
No.
All right.
I wish.
Right? I'm trying to get him on my podcast this year. That's my goal, is to get him as a guest, because he was one of the stars of the movie 2010, and I want to just check in with him and see if, you know, when he was making 2010, if he thought that in 2010 he'd win a Golden Globe for killing people in bathtubs. Yeah, Sarah, there was a movie called 2010.
Oh,
it was the sequel to 2001.
It was called 2010.
Oh, I asked for the wrong movie then when I bought my ticket. Because I was walking around saying 2010.
That's
so
like
now that we're
like,
in 2010,
oh,
you're calling it...
a buck 50.
It's exactly like that. So you're saying that every time you mention this year, you're going to say it's 2010. You're not going to say it's 2010.
No, I'm going to say it's 2010. But when I refer to a certain science fiction movie that it was a sequel to 2001, I will call it 2010.
See, that's where I made my mistake. I called that old movie 201. 200 plus one. Look at the monkey. Okay, so... not you, Sarah, one that throws the bone in that movie. You named your top four movies of 2009 on my interruption show last night, which is not podcasted. It's a live show in Los Angeles at Largo. And do you mind repeating it for the I Love Movies listeners?
Not at all, though I would like to mention that I did not see The Hangover. I heard it was great. So maybe
let's just say
that may have been in there.
Let's
I don't
just
know,
say
but
that's
it's...
your number five of your top five.
Why? Was it great?
Sure.
I mean, I
can't believe you didn't see that.
I know. You know what happened?
Did you have too much
everyone,
to drink?
I couldn't see it for I can't. For some reason, I couldn't see it like it's opening weekend. And everyone we knew went to it then. And then I had no one to go with.
Oh, so you had no friends to go with.
And I don't like to see a movie alone.
Have you ever gone to a movie alone? I do it all the time, but have you?
I know you do.
Yeah.
I don't.
I love movies, Sarah. I can't just sit around and wait. I can't not see a movie.
You didn't get a screener?
I never watch screeners either, because I don't like to see things by myself, and I like to see movies in the theater.
Even at home, you don't want to watch it by yourself.
I don't.
Yeah, you're like, Project Runway's on. Come over, someone.
No. See, I will watch television. I will watch TiVo, but I don't like to watch DVDs by myself because it makes me feel extra lonely, like... If it's on TV, then I go, there's other people around watching this simultaneously.
Oh, my God.
But for some reason...
Oh, yeah, if you don't think someone else started the DVD at exactly the same time, then it's a very lonely experience.
I feel, I have like a...
Well, call me up. I'll pretend to start a movie up at the same time. Yeah, I'll watch now. We could have watched Precious together today, our separate screeners, because I sat through that shit today.
Oh, no.
You didn't see it in the theater?
No. I finally watched it at home, and it was like, it really was like putting a gun to my head and pulling the trigger. And fortunately, I lived, but...
there was hopeful
It's hopeful
parts,
at the
though.
End, spoiler alert, but... But not that hopeful. It's pretty fucked up when you're black, single, stupid, and have two children, one of which is mentally handicapped. Things aren't going to work
and
out well for her.
Fathered by your father. Fathered by your father.
Well, that's the past. I'm talking about the hopeful part. Is that she's still... It's still going to be rough for her.
And...
But that girl that played the part is going to do great. What? What are you doing?
AIDS.
Oh, yeah. She's got AIDS, too.
Yeah, it's when having AIDS is the afterthought of the list of shitty things about your life. That's a shitty life.
I have to say that I didn't laugh much watching Precious, but was that weird when Monique said, "Why don't I have AIDS? Because we didn't do it in the butt." That was rough, because she said it so matter-of-factly. No, I said factly, not fatly. But
do you understand how amazing she was now? Like, I mean...
She's great in that movie. But she also, is going to thank God again at the Academy Awards.
So what? I don't think
that should be allowed. I think you should be disqualified if you're going to give him credit for the performance. Then what did you do? Just woke up every morning and went to craft service and then...
God is a big part of her life. What is God? For whatever it is, it's a big part of her life.
Why did no other person on the Globes the other night, all the white people forgot, I guess, to thank God?
Because white people don't usually thank God so much, unless they're Southerners.
No. They should at least, that's what it, they should, at the beginning of their speech should be, thank God I'm white. That's what they should say.
Oh my God.
And thank everyone that worked with me and wrote this and made this a great movie for me winning this award. And I also gave a great performance. You never hear anybody say that. Although Robert Downey Jr., he said that about Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Like, he was bragging about what a wonderful job he did on that when he won.
I walked out of that movie.
During the credits?
I walked out before I went.
I walked out of Sherlock Holmes, Tall John and I.
Steve walked out before he went, he said.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
I thought it was brutal. I was really excited about that movie. I was so excited. I love Sherlock Holmes. I love Robert Downey Jr.
You really love Sherlock Holmes, like, before the movie? Like,
yeah, I grew up reading. I was, like, really into Sherlock Holmes when I was a kid. So I was so excited. You're weird. Fuck you. So I was so excited. Robert Downey Jr., Sherlock Holmes, that's awesome. One thing I did notice that is not here, bad or good, but if you watch it now, knowing this, you'll go, oh, my God. Robert Downey Jr. is completely doing a Jeremy Irons impression, full on.
Oh, so you think he just, like, rented The Lion King and watched it over and over again?
No, I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's just interesting. Like, his accent is exactly, he's exactly doing his voice. But I just had a problem with it, and maybe it was just the way I was stoned that day. But, like, it just seemed like Guy Ritchie...
You didn't have the right blend
going?
You took
a sativa instead of an indica.
Like a critical blend,
yeah. You meant it the other way around.
Steve. Yes.
It was like these big, sweeping shots, and then he'd go in for the scene, and it was like they were just, like, in a room in a studio. You know what I mean? It just... And then I just felt like it was this fraudulent chemistry between Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. Like, they were just pretending to have this great chemistry, but it wasn't. And there were the dialogue didn't merit it.
Do you think Jude Law was pissed, too, that the non-English guy got to play Sherlock Holmes?
I don't know. And then Rachel McAdams is usually so good as just, like, talking like a valley girl in the middle of this period piece.
So you didn't care for it.
Let's talk about my four favorite movies real quick.
I got something really quick.
Okay.
I thought Sherlock Holmes ran out of a lot of steam along the way, but initially I was enjoying it. And the thing I enjoyed the most was when he would quickly describe all the punches he's going to do, and then he'd do them all and take the dude out. And then halfway through the movie, he's in fights where he stops doing that. Like, they give up on the one really cool thing. They go, oh, fuck this. Let's just have him fight people and... not worry about this.
They
specifics.
Didn't realize how many punches he was going to have to throw in the movie.
I disagree. I feel like they did it just doing it more than one. I mean, that's something that should be a treat. And didn't he steal that from his own other movies? Like, isn't that
what he always does?
In Snatch or something? Yes.
I don't. There was boxing in Snatch, but I don't remember. Maybe there was something.
And also, I don't want a ripped up cut Sherlock Holmes. I want a junkie. Cut Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, you want him cut because he's
I want
sick,
him to have junkie abs
out.
Not abs from being in shape. I want him to be like weak and on heroin but a genius. I don't want him to be like this awesome fighter.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't think there's a single scene in the movie where he's working out. Where did he find the time to, you know, look that awesome? So your top four of 2009, Sarah, let's hear it.
Star Trek.
Oh, the order changed since last night, but that's cool.
I said
they're
in
not
no
in any particular order. Okay, sorry.
Apology accepted.
Whoa.
Star
that
Trek.
Got ugly.
Zombieland.
Yes.
Very fun. Directed brilliantly.
Yes.
Like, it was so fun to watch all the stuff. And Inglourious Bastards may be my favorite of the year.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And Precious.
You didn't see Hurt Locker?
No, I didn't see Hurt Locker. So maybe
really
I would
good.
Love that.
Really
I did
good.
Not see it.
There's still a few more things I haven't seen that are possible, you know, Academy winners, like, of course, The Squeakquel. I haven't seen that yet.
let's
talk about your favorite movies. Of
I'd say Star Trek, Zombieland, Hurt Locker, and...
I know, 209 was so long ago.
I didn't see a lot of movies this year.
We don't have to. I mean, I could help you and name some that were good.
Yeah, name some. Not Avatar or Avatar.
Up?
Did you like Up?
I didn't see Up.
It's a bummer.
Good for you. What about...
I saw Precious.
Fantastic
Precious
Mr.
Good.
Fox didn't make your list?
I loved
you love
Fantastic
that?
Mr.
Oh, yeah,
Fox.
Yeah.
I loved, that would be my
there.
Fifth.
See, that's the one I haven't seen yet that lots of people I know say it's great.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try
it's
to check
great.
That out. I heard it's got foxes that talk in it. So I don't know about
I really
I don't
liked
know about
it might
that,
get loud.
Foxes can't talk.
Oh, and Mike and Loud was great. I saw that on a plane, okay. And I enjoyed that a great deal.
I have another one. Ooh, I loved.
Raise your hand when you want to speak.
September issue.
Oh, I didn't see that one either.
Oh, yeah, you'd love it.
Well, don't tell people that I would love a movie about a fashion magazine.
But it's not. I really think I'm not into fashion magazine stuff.
I think I would love it.
You would love it. It's like great. It's just one of those great documentaries that's great storytelling. It reminds me of American Movie in that it has so much patience in how and when it reveals certain things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, remember in American Movie, it's this guy is so nutty and crazy, and then like at least halfway through is when they tell you he's like has kids and is married, and you're like, what? You know?
Yeah, that guy seemed like a single lunatic, not a patriarch. Steve, you missed my interruption show you were going to do up at the Sketchfest in San Francisco.
Yeah, I had a fever and a sinus.
Because you came down with a fever, so yeah. Let's not talk about movies for a second and just check in with you and see how you're doing.
I'm doing good. Fever broke. Sinuses are no longer
Is that
sore.
Your fever-breaking hat that you have on now?
It's not hurting.
Okay, good. Because that would make my head very warm if I had that thing on, especially after you'd been wearing it. But, I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you.
Well, right? Hats are warm when someone else has had it on for a while.
That's true.
Yeah, I wasn't insulting you specifically in your hot head. And you just shot scenes for a new movie that's coming out?
No, I'm doing that on this Sunday.
Oh, so they did location shit and now they're out here?
Yeah, they're wrapping up in L.A., the Super with Rainn Wilson and Ellen Page.
Are you going to get...
Really good script. I think it's going to be...
Yeah,
awesome.
James Gunn is directing it.
Yep.
Who did Slither.
It's got a really good cast.
Yeah, who else is in it? I keep hearing like names.
Kevin
like,
Bacon,
all these
Nathan Fillion.
Dude loves his bacon and Fillion.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler.
Serenity Now.
Oh, my God.
For an independent film, it's good.
It's independent?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Well, that means it also
That's why they were shooting in Shreveport.
Oh, to save money?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's Shreveport is should be called Crapport.
No.
No, it's bad. The people there are nice, though.
Is that in, like, North Carolina or Maine or something?
It's on the water, I know that.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
And right, that was my third.
The one time I was there, they had the craziest storm I'd ever seen in my life. I was inside a radio station doing an interview, and it looked like I was in a car going through a car wash. The water was so violent against the window. It was like not coming from the sky. It was coming from the sides. And it was amazing. Let's play Build a Title.
Oh,
wow, you doing that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, did that throw you for a loop? You weren't ready for that?
No, but that's great. I love that.
I was expecting Leonard Maltin, but this one is really fun.
Oh, we'll play Leonard Maltin, too.
We don't have time for both.
Yeah, we do.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
No, I pace myself on this shit. I mean, I could ask you guys, normally I ask people what they've seen lately, but it seems like we kind of just covered that.
Yeah.
Right? And then all-time faves? Do you have any all-time favorite movies that we didn't get to discuss? Or that you want to?
Wow, all-time favorite
people
movies?
Ask me that all the time. What's your favorite movie? I'm like, I like movies. That's like asking me, you know.
Bottle Rocket's one of my
all-timers.
Top five, yeah, I'd say.
I'd go Rushmore.
I was just going to say Rushmore.
When talking Wes Anderson. But I like them all except for those two that sucked.
Darjeeling. I didn't really
Darjeeling, what is it, Express or Limited? I always forget Limited. If it makes stops or not. that movie, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in a movie, immediately followed by a very sad and scary thing. You remember the part where they're like on that river that's flowing by?
Yes.
And Owen Wilson just goes, "What's with these assholes?" Which at the moment he said that was so funny because he had been such an asshole for most of the movie that he just go, "What's with these assholes?" And then they cut to a bunch of kids that are drowning in the river.
Yeah.
What's with these assholes? And then they're in jeopardy, and then they jump, and then he helps to save them. But it was amazing. That was like totally worth seeing the movie for that. And so rent it and watch it and go, well, now you described the whole thing. It's not so good.
You know what I did just Netflix that has been out for a while that I went crazy for was Let the Right One In.
I just got that DVD.
Yeah, I saw it. You're out. You got to watch it. It's incredible.
Yeah, do you want to let me know when you're going to watch it, and we'll watch it at the same time?
Will you watch it with me?
No, I got to stay home because it's about about vampires, and I get scared. And I
it's not scary.
No, I'll come over and watch it with you for sure.
Don't do me any favors. Maybe I'll watch it with my new beau.
Your what?
She's dating Beau Bridges.
Good night.
I only date men named Beau so that I could say that. He's my new beau. Do you really have a beau now?
Yeah.
A sneaky beau. I haven't heard anything about this.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been shouting it from the rooftops.
Who would it be? Can you say?
Have you ever heard of George Clooney?
Yes. Does this guy know him?
No.
Why did George Clooney take that lady to the Golden Globes the other night instead of you, if it's you and George?
Because we're keeping it, you know,
all right.
Download. No, it's not George Clooney, but he has similar hair. Right?
So it's distinguished gray,
yeah,
you'd
say? Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
He's salt a gray-haired dude?
He's salt and pepper.
Oh, all right. Do I have to guess? What's going on here?
You don't know him. I'm not going to say on
tell
the podcast.
Me. You both know.
He's not, like, famous or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So you got yourself, like, what Sandra Bullock has, just some dude.
No.
He's a writer.
He's a writer.
He's a writer.
Oh, even better. So he's in the game, but he's not on camera.
Right.
Oh, awesome. Let me see. Who's a writer? Is it Isaac Asimov? All right, let's play Build a Title. I think in honor of Steve's role that he hasn't shot yet in a movie that's called Super, I think we should start with the word Super.
Oh, my God, that's so hard.
It's so okay. Fucking
oh, yeah,
easy.
Right,
it's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay, sorry.
Do you want to go first, dummy?
No, Steve should go if you want.
All right. Super Jaime.
Oh! Went a totally different way than I expected there, but thank you. All right, so Sarah, you have to come up with a movie that starts in me or ends in super. Or if there's a
what?
Movie that ends in
ends
soup.
Ends in super?
Yeah, you can add to the beginning or the end.
Oh, okay.
But there's movies that begin with me. There's that one called Me.
Me. Me.
I thought of three of them.
Streets.
Oh, very good. I like that.
Oh, you can do that. I forgot. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, Steve, now it's back on you, and you have to...
You're not playing?
All right, I'll play.
Yeah.
Can you say The Streets of San Francisco? Was that based on a movie?
No, but they're going to make it into one, so
really?
Yes. I'm going to... No, I'm just kidding. No, Streets of San Francisco doesn't count. That's a TV show. I'm going to go on the other end. And say in the soup or high me streets.
Wow, in the soup, Steve Buscemi.
Really? I was just hoping there was a movie called
My Sister
in the soup.
Did wardrobe on it.
Really?
Yeah, Jodine.
Speaking of Steve Buscemi or Beef Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi or Buscemi. I asked him.
And he says he doesn't care either
like,
way.
I don't know. They
it's
go
like Aggie,
ways.
AG. You could just say either one. And he doesn't give a shit.
No,
like
you
Goldstein,
have to say AG.
Goldstein.
Sorry, Aggie. Either one's fine.
He says he doesn't even know how it's supposed to be. Either way is fine.
Mm, all right.
I know him personally. Did
because
film,
I don't know if any, has
them.
Anybody seen the trailer for the Buscemi movie that I can't remember the title now? It's Somebody in Vegas or something like that. What's it called?
St. John of Las Vegas.
St. John of Las Vegas. And you're in it and in the trailer quite a bit.
I think the trailer
looking
looks
looking adorable.
Good.
Oh.
Your nails are painted all cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
That's when I was replacing another actress. I always forget her name. The one who was in Lovely and Amazing and showed her bush to...
oh, yeah, yeah.
Said, what do
Emily
you think,
Mortimer.
Be honest? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She also is the... She was on 30 Rock as Jack's girlfriend who had avian bone disease. And so anytime any tried to right. touch her at all, she'd like,
yeah.
No, I have avian bone disease. She's awesome. So she fell out because she's dead now.
No, sure. Her dad was sick, or maybe her dad was sick. I don't know.
That's sad.
So I was like a last minute replacement. I flew in. I had to go straight to wardrobe. You know, and it's like scary. I don't know anyone. I go straight to wardrobe, and the woman has all the wardrobe there, and she looks at me, and she just starts crying. And she goes, I have everything in a size 0, and you're like an 8.
Jesus.
Wow.
And I'm like, I go, I'm sorry.
Nice
yeah,
to
she's
meet you.
Crying. Like what?
It was like she was all choked up, and I'm just like, how can I be mad at her? She's the one crying, but I'm the one who wants to kill myself now. But then it ended up being really fun.
Now, in women's sizes, do they skip for several numbers between 0 and 8? There's no way.
It's like 0, 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do we appreciate? Thin people! All right, so let's keep going.
Yeah,
let's keep going. But anyway, the movie's called again, something in Vegas. I can't remember the guy's name.
St. John of Las Vegas.
St. John. That's why I'm not religious. There's other good people in it, too. And
Peter Dinklage and Romany Malco. Romany Malco. I always do that wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want him to be my life coach.
Because why?
He's just like
the most together dude?
Yeah, like open-minded, optimistic, kind-hearted, open-hearted person.
He was all of those things when he accepted that part in The Love Guru. That didn't work out so good.
Yeah, you would have turned that part down, right, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
I wish I played The Love Guru, even though it didn't work out.
What's the title right now?
It's In the Super High Mean Streets.
I'll go to the beginning. Let the Right One In.
Oh, look at you with the movie we were just talking about. Let the Right One In. The Super High Mean Streets. So whose turn is it now? Lost track of the order.
Me.
Yeah. Pass it to the left. Why would I forget that? Let the right one in the super high mean streets. Oh, I thought of a streets one.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
Street does start with st.
Oh my god, it could. No, never mind. That's
too weird.
I was being dyslexic.
What about just, can it just start with like the S part?
That depends. What do you, like, you're just going to say a movie that begins with the letter S?
Street Superman.
People try that when
3.
I play this game on Twitter. People try that and I'm like, you're not getting it.
Streets Smart. Is that a... Oh, that was
Street
like a
Smart.
Reality show.
Street Smart is a movie.
It is?
Yeah,
Street
yeah.
Smart.
It was Christopher Reeve and Morgan Freeman was got a lot of awards for playing like he was a pimp in that named
Street
Fast
Smart.
Black. Right? Street Smart. That's what it was called. I'm pretty sure. Does anyone disagree? No? Okay. I was thinking Streets of Fire is the one I thought of. But all right. So Smart. I'm going to go Smart School Confidential.
That's not a smart.
Smart School Confidential.
You can do that?
I just did.
Yeah, you're right. That's so
smart
cool.
Smart School Confidential.
Shoal. This movie starts with Shoal. Yeah, Confidential might be a stopper, so you might have to. Wait, is there something that ends in the word let? Oh.
Esprit outlet.
Oh, no, that was Duplex. I thought it might be called Sublet. I think we might be stopped.
Wait, is Bullet IT or ET?
I'd go with that, though. Bullet. Bullet the right one in.
Yeah.
I like
bullet.
That. That's fun.
Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler?
No,
that was
McQueen.
That was Bulletproof, I think. Bullet was a guy named Steve McQueen. Most people aren't familiar with him. Sheryl Crow wrote a song about him. Okay, so Bullet, the right one in the super high mean street smart school confidential. I think we have to stop. Unless, oh wait.
Bull.
Something ends in Bull.
Raging Bull.
Bam. All right. We're still going. Raging Bullet, Let the Right One In, the Super High Mean Streets of... Did I say super? Yeah, Super High Mean Streets, Smart, Confidential. Is there something that ends in raging?
Or Trey, Ray. Ray.
Well, you can't, Ying, it would have you can't to just go Ray,
I-N-G.
Jing Bullet.
No, but something
the right
gray.
One in. Huh?
Oh.
And you were totally right before. If I was asked to play a black man in Love Guru, I would have said yes.
Oh, you think that part was like...
Oh, I don't know. They might have switched it to black
as
for
black?
Him. That's probably the only word they used. We need a black.
He was like, this role.
We need
vivacious,
a black.
Alive, yearning for more in her life. This role, black. That's the breakdown.
Have you thought of something that ends in raging?
Mm-mm.
Or there's something, probably rage, something rage. Right? Nobody has one. The audience is no help. Hairspraying bullet.
Hairspraying bull.
Thank you, audience member.
Wow.
That's good.
Hairspraying bullet. The right one in
oh,
the soup.
And then before
high,
that can
street,
be good
smart,
hair.
School confidential.
Good hair.
All right. Is there a movie that ends in the word good? What? No, she got that already. She said good hair, so we've got good hairspraying bullet, the right one in the super high mean street smart school confidential. So now we have
Let's
to
Let's do the other game. I feel like everyone's bored.
Meaning Sarah is bored.
No!
Why don't you go watch a movie alone? All right, let's play Leonard Maltin,
right.
Everybody.
Let's keep playing. Something good. Something good.
There's probably a movie called Something Good.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
But let's play a Leonard Maltin game. Let's hear it for the Leonard Maltin game, everybody. All right. So
I put this microphone next to my vagina and let's see if any noise it comes out.
Try again when it's not breathing. Take a deep breath with your vagina and then do it. Here we go.
It's a visual. It doesn't make sense on pod.
Okay, so what do you guys want to play? I've got a couple categories you could choose from. You like movies that are like courtroom movies or movies that are movies that I really love? So that's like would be an extra clue that if you go that route with the movies that I love.
You love courtroom movies?
No, that's the other category.
Oh, okay. Let's go with your.
Because that narrows it down.
All right. Let's get some. There's fabulous prizes. Let's get some people for you to play for. Did anybody sit right here because they thought they'd get a chance to play the game? You did? And you did? Okay. So these two dudes. You were close, man. One row off.
Just I'm going to dedicate my game to that guy, even though I'm playing.
Get here earlier next time. So who would you like to play for you, sir? What's your name? Steve, and who would you like to have play for you? Steve. Your name isn't Steve.
It's Steven.
Steven? Oh, okay. I thought I was
name
fucking
is
around.
Steven as well.
I thought I was having some fun with you picking Steve and then me saying, but that. All right, anyway. So, Steven, Steve. That should be easy to remember. Could we just call you Sarah? What is your name really?
Steven?
You gotta be fucking kidding me. This is bullshit. All right, just to keep you different, I'm going to say Stephen the Priest, because he's got like a white collar, and regular Stephen. And so Sarah's playing for regular Stephen, and...
Father Stephen.
Father Stephen. Father Stephen and Steve Agee are forming an unholy alliance. Here we go. We'll start with Sarah, and we will let her choose... Would you like to try to guess on a movie that came out in 1979, 1984, or 1988 that I love, movies I love? Because I love movies.
I'll say 84 or 88.
You pick one, and then we go from there.
You pick.
Want to go 84 or 88?
I'll go 88.
All right, here we go. This movie...
Came out in 88. It's one of my favorites. And let's see what Leonard said about it. I'll give you a little bit more of a clue. It says it has a remarkable debut performance in it. Remarkable. And you have 11 names. No, we do some bidding now where you start and Sarah starts it off. How many names do you think you can get it in out of 11?
I can get that in 9 names.
I can get that in 7.
Wait a second. Who was remarkable in Mystic Pizza?
Matt Damon.
You mean Julia Roberts?
I don't know.
All right. How many are we at now?
7.
7?
6.
Name that.
Name it. 6 names. Here we go, Sarah. From 1988. I mean 98. Did I say 88?
You said 88.
What the fuck? It's 98.
It's not
98?
It's not Mystic Pizza.
We established that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's 98. It's 98. I'm sorry.
Such a huge difference.
The writing's so small on here. Why is it a huge difference?
You
one
do
I was
landscape.
In high school and one I was like.
But you haven't guessed yet. So now you know it's 1998. Oh, okay. All right, and you get 6 names. Here we go. Andrew Wilson, Luke Wilson, Connie Nielsen, Stephen McColl, Sarah Tanaka, and Mason Gamble are your 6 names. Ring any bells at all?
Wait, say that again?
I'll give you the ones that matter. Luke Wilson was in it. Andrew Wilson was in it. Assume that's another relative of the Wilson clan. Mason Gamble was in it. He made his debut as Dennis the Menace a few years prior to that.
I think I know it.
And came out in 98. 1998.
I think I know what it is.
I think he knows what it is. I think Steve's ready to steal.
Oh, wait. These are your favorites. I don't think this is one of your favorite movies. There's no way I think this is one of your favorite movies.
All right, Sarah, so you give up, right? Well, how much time are you going to take?
It's a process.
Sorry, Ackerman.
Well, at least talking to the microphone occasionally during your process. Walk us through it.
Shit. Is the AT&T commercials? Mason Gamble was in it.
Yeah.
This might have been
Sarah Tanaka.
Some sort of... Who's that?
Young Asian lady. That's not a bad clue, actually. People in the audience know it.
I'm going to say...
Yes.
Is it famous directors? Is it directors, 2 directors?
No. It was just directed by 1 dude.
All right, I'll pass. What do you think it is,
Steve? Well, Steve wins the point regardless.
Well, because... The only thing that made me think I know what it is in the year and you saying Andrew Wilson is Charlie's Angels.
He's in Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did like that movie. I didn't like the second one, but the first one was fun.
Who was Mason Gamble? Sabrina?
See, that's why Sarah can't watch movies alone, is there's no one to high five.
Start
you
reading
need somebody
other
to high five. Okay, yeah, yell it out as soon as you know it from the rest of the names. Oh. Brian Cox, Seymour Cassell. I meant the contestants. Olivia Williams, Bill Murray,
Mason Gamble was the little
Jason Schwartzman.
Friend, yeah.
Oh shit!
Remarkable
Rushmore.
Debut performance. Yeah, we even talked about it earlier that I loved it. That was a huge clue. All right.
I realized that was the kid who was Jason Schwartzman's best friend.
Yeah, he was great in that. Great move. Rushmore is to me is perfect.
It's a perfect.
Yeah,
movie.
It's perfect. And Len gave it 3.5 stars. So if I ever meet him, I'm gonna flick one of his balls. All right, here we go. Sarah, we'll let you pick the year again. This time I'll say him right. 79, 84,
84.
Or 2004. Okay, 84.
Oh, 2004.
Oh, you like 2004? It's more recent. I like that. Okay, your clue is Leonard Maltin. I love this movie, and he gave it 1.5 stars.
And you love this movie?
And I loved it. I loved it. And he says, heavy-handed, sour, and worst of all, not funny. He could not have missed more strongly on this. And it's from, what year did I say, 2004? And you have 2 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sarah?
I can get that in 2 names.
Steve?
What do you mean there's only 2 people in it?
There's only two names listed as
performers in this movie. I guess I have to go with one name, I guess.
Steve says one name.
I can get it in zero names. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. You're kidding? Because people do that on this show. They go right to zero and then get it right sometimes. Those were some good clues, I think. Not really. They weren't great clues. So Steve has to do it in one?
Magnolia.
Say, name that movie.
One name.
All right, you go ahead.
Okay, you ready? Your one name is Matt Stone.
Oh, Team America.
Yeah!
I can't believe that was in 2004.
Yeah, it was in 2004. Does that seem longer or more recently then?
I thought it was.
Of course, the other name's Trey Parker. Right. When I picked it, I thought they'd list names of other, but I guess they did most of the voices.
Yeah,
like they were. Like, I'm Matt Damon.
So good.
That was the funniest thing to me. But I that movie to me is hilarious from start to finish. I don't know what Len's problem was. I think he might have been like touched by a puppet when he was young or something. Let's play another one since we have a couple more minutes left. But also, let me give some prizes out.
That David Tell joke where he says, I was molested by a puppet, so I had to show the therapist what happened to me with gym teachers. And
he had to point to real people. I like it. Okay, so Stephen the Priest is our winner. Congratulations.
Father Stephen.
You win a... You win a two trunk to dweet t-shirt, and you also get, this is a great prize package, you also get my CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humoredian. Oh, that shirt's available at Donkey Tees, by the
way.
I
took the photo on that out.
Yeah, Steve took all the photos on there, and then and that album's also available, or CD rather, at astrecords.com, and always come by aspecialthing.com to talk comedy. And I'm just cleaning out my closet. You get the shooting scripts for The Wrestler and Juno. And I recommend reading a few pages of each, alternate between the two. It'll make one of them lighter and the other one darker. And they both deserve it. Okay. Let's do one more. Oh, and the other guy gets to name who the shit has is at the end of the show. So Steve.
What does that mean?
That's a good one. At the end of every show, I let the loser or the second place person, they get to name a shithead. Because I used to say Willem Dafoe's a shithead.
Oh, okay.
And now I got tired of that because I honestly don't think he is, and I didn't want to just keep ragging on him.
Why'd you say that? So he'd be on the show?
No, I said it like it was. You've been on the show too many times to not have any idea what we're talking about. But yeah, it was something like, it started off as, who would call Willem Dafoe a shithead? Like, that's an example of someone that was never called a shithead by anyone, probably.
Right.
Like, Barbara Stanwyck was the first one I said. No one's ever said this sentence, Barbara Stanwyck is a shithead. And then then Willem Dafoe was the next example, and so then that became the show's, forget it. All right, here we go. Let's play one more. This is another movie I love. Let Steve pick the year this time.
79.
Wow. All right. Len gives it 3.5 stars. Unpretentious, he calls it. That's not much of a clue. Screenplay won a well-deserved Oscar. Bam. And there are 12 names. You want to start the bidding, Steve?
Oh, sure. 9.
8.
7.
He's playing for keeps.
6.
Name that movie.
Okay, 6 names, Sarah. Can't wait to watch you think about it.
Can you say if it's a comedy?
It's funny. Charming, I'd call it.
It's a charmedy.
But Len. the genre that Len chose is drama. He calls it a drama.
Oh.
All right, here we go. You get 6 names, right? There's no way you're going to get this. It's just one shy of the name that you needed. Can I give her that? I'll give her 7 names.
Yeah, give her 7.
Here we go. PJ Souls, Pamela Jane. No, you don't. John Ashton, Amy Wright, Hart Bachner.
I've never heard of any of these people.
Well, they'd be thrilled to hear that. I was just watching PJ Souls in Stripes, and she's of course,
the hot
in the classic
with the
rock and roll
ice cream
high school.
Scooper.
Yeah, in the spatula. John Ashton was Judge Reinhold's partner in the Beverly Hills Cop movies. Hart Bachner was the coke-sniffing asshole in the first Die Hard. Robin Douglas, don't know who she is. And then your seventh name, remember the year, 1979, Paul Dooley.
Oh.
Right? And it's not a Robert Altman movie.
I'm trying to remember when. Is it about someone who does what they pleases?
What does that mean? I don't even get that. Oh, it's not Popeye.
No, Arthur. Arthur does what
Arthur does what he pleases. But doesn't that sound like something Popeye would say too?
I does what I pleases. Because I am what I meases.
All right, Paul Dooley. I mean,
you're not going to get
it. Is someone with red hair in it?
I don't think so. But Barbara Barry, Jackie Earle Haley, Daniel Stern, Dennis Quaid, and Dennis Christopher are in it. Does that help?
Oh, I know what it is. Breakers.
Breaking Away, yes.
Breaking Away.
Oh, my God. Sarah just kicked a water bottle. It was really well
done.
That she punted a water bottle into the stomach of a female audience member.
Right in the front row.
I love Breaking Away.
Oh, my God. That was violent. Yeah, Breaking Away, you love it so much.
And the kid is, like, into everything... French or Italian?
Italian, yes.
Stern,
yes, he's an Italian.
Daniel Stern.
It was all those guys were great in it, and it's a great movie, so I highly recommend people to rent it. And do you guys have anything to plug before we go?
Season 3 of the Sarah Silverman program
starts
February 4th, 10:30 p.m.
February 4th, and it's a lot faster paced than the Leonard Maltin game.
Doozy.
Oh, you got a doozy coming out of the gate?
I think so.
Yeah.
I said that this morning. anything else you guys want to mention? Saint, what's his name from Las Vegas, is coming out.
Saint John
and Super. It'll be out a long time from now, but
yeah, probably later
forward
this year.
That's gonna be cool. And I'm gonna be not in movies, as it turns out. I'm going to be at the Sacramento Punchline on January 26th and 27th, 2010. And that's an 18 and over room, by the way. So if you're under 21, you can still get in.
I heard Romany Malco turn that down, that gig down.
You know he turned that down. I like that guy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I said that.
No, don't be sorry.
And as always, Tom Cruise is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves.